the Midwest is likely to see more and more rain, according to scientists who study climate change, and that means flooding will be a bigger problem, too. Our next guest says there's a natural strategy to help deal with flooding we should be talking more about, and that's wetlands. Kyle McGarrah is a local government outreach specialist for the Wisconsin Wetlands Association. He was quoted in a recent article from WisContext titled, "When Big Storms Inundate Wisconsin, How Could Wetlands Slow the Flow?" Kyle, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Appreciate the interest in the topic.
Well, let's talk about that phrase I just used, slow the flow. How can wetlands help slow down the progress of rain into waterways and maybe ultimately slow down flooding?
Yeah, great question. So slow the flow is a term that's originated in a lot of the regional efforts up in the Lake Superior Basin to think about the different strategies for how to reduce the velocity of water. And wetlands certainly fit into that equation. So there, healthy wetland landscapes, from the headwaters all the way down through their floodplains, are really intricate parts of our water management system. So in the upper reaches, really retaining and storing that water, slowing the flow of water by reducing the stream power, the energy of that runoff that's moving through our watersheds, increasing soil infiltration, and really intercepting the water as it drops from the sky and works its way through the different portions of a watershed. So really it's about getting water back into groundwater and helping to slowly release it in manageable ways before it becomes hazardous.
How much wetland area have we lost in Wisconsin over the last 100, 150 years or so?
The general figure statewide is about 50%. It varies regionally in southern Wisconsin, where we've had more urban and agricultural pressure. We've certainly lost much higher than that. Some figures quote up to 80-90%. And in northern Wisconsin, outright wetland loss has been less, but when you look at the maps and the different information that we have that helps us to understand where wetlands are or were on the landscape, they don't really accurately capture the condition of those wetlands that and how they perform different services like flood attenuation. So even though we've lost a significant amount, much of the wetlands that remain are degraded and have a limited ability to slow the flow and provide some of the flood storage that's really critical in these rain events.
I mentioned that WisContext piece. It focuses on Ashland County. Can you tell us about a pilot project they're working on in Ashland County?
Yes. So we, after the July 2016 storm that hit northwestern Wisconsin, we have a longstanding collaboration with the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program. And through that, we set out to really examine what the data tells us, what are the on-the-ground conditions, and really what are the strategies that local communities can utilize to start to build resilience by rebuilding their natural infrastructure. And the report exploring the relationship between wetlands and flood hazards in the Lake Superior Basin documents a lot of our findings. But what that led is that there was a lot of hot spots in the region where there is a density of road failures or culvert washouts, and there was certainly a need to take a look, a place-based look at on-the-ground conditions. And Ashland County was one of the hardest hit areas. And so in using that initial examination, we were able to connect with community leaders, the emergency manager, the county conservationist, the highway commissioner, many other natural resources managers in that region to start, what do we do next? What types of data are needed? What types of research? And really, what types of on-the-ground projects are needed to help demonstrate the ways that wetlands can be solutions.
I know I hear a lot about landowners doing prairie preservation or restoration on their property. Do we have a similar kind of thing going on with wetlands in the state?
Yes, there's a long history of restoring wetlands, mostly driven by the need to recover waterfall populations and other habitat. So that a lot of our programs, such as through the Farm Bill, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and many others, are really geared towards restoring wetlands to put wetlands back on the landscape so they provide those habitat functions. So there are many, there's a lot of investment going on there, but those programs, you know, the ways that you would restore wetlands for habitat purposes usually means retiring farmland and putting up a virtual fence to stay out of the wetland area. But if we're talking about managing wetlands for flood mitigation purposes, you need to find creative ways to allow farmers to use, like, managed grazing and haying and agroforestry, empower them with the right expertise so they can manage waters really in voluntary, small-scale ways that rebuilds the hydrology and those water, those degraded water conditions, arresting them so that we can regain some of the services that wetlands once provided. So it's really part of the pilot project in Ashland County is about expanding the toolbox to understand different techniques that can be used.
Talking to Kyle McGarrah from the Wisconsin Wetlands Association, looking at wetlands in Wisconsin and the role they can play in limiting at least the damage of floods from fast-moving storms. Kyle, another part of the story here is that not everything we talk about as wetlands looks like a wetland always. Like we think maybe of a swamp or a marshy area. I understand there are some intermittent wetlands that can step up and absorb a lot of water, but don't look like wetlands year-round.
Correct. Our wetlands Wisconsin is blessed with, it's a very water-rich state, and the appearance of wetlands really varies by season or time of year and how they interact with these different storm events. So wetlands are very critical during spring runoff and snowmelt, so you might have very small basins, ephemeral ponds, very small depressions that will hold water when we have a lot of water on the landscape. But as summer progresses, as we get into fall and winter, those wetlands will dry up. They'll draw down. There's those dynamics, and they will look very different at different times of the year. So typically most people are thinking about our deep open water marshes that line the edges of lakes, rivers, and streams, but wetlands can be very wooded, they can wet meadows, and like the ephemeral pond example, they can dry out. Those ephemeral wetlands, though, are really critical when we receive in these rain events, because as they draw down, there's additional storage available. They're helping to manage, slowly release that water downstream. So it's looking at, you're not necessarily going to restore one large wetland complex. It's looking at the ways and collectively, in aggregate, those different types of wetlands can perform.
When we think of federal or state emergency spending when it comes to floods, we might think of things like dams and levees and drainage systems, things like that. Do emergency managers at this point help develop and maybe even fund wetlands as part of their flooding strategies?
Traditionally, nature-based solutions have not been fully integrated into our hazard mitigation or our flood preparedness activities. There's certainly a lot of communities out there that are beginning to look at their natural infrastructure, but historically the urge was how can we convey as much water as quickly off the landscape as possible. So having levees to keep the water out, to channelize areas, to reroute it away from our infrastructure and our other economic assets. But as we've seen these new storms become more common, there's certainly growing interest across the state from many community leaders to look at how can we rebuild those hydrologic processes. So we can manage the water in ways so that they're more self-sustaining and they can recover some of the natural processes that historically may have once existed.
Is there anything going on at the level of the state legislature when it comes to wetlands and flood control?
Yes, there is a current, in parallel to the pilot project in Ashland County, so there is a provisionally approved to perform a watershed assessment in the Marengo River watershed through a FEMA pre-disaster mitigation proposal. And really the spirit of that is to help identify areas on the landscape that can be restored for flood storage and mitigation purposes. In parallel to that, there is an initiative to fund some demonstration projects the AB-266 and SB-252, thanks to the leadership from Representative Steinicki, Senator Pachowski, Representative Myers, and Senator Buley, to introduce that. And really what the intent of that is, there's a lot of techniques that are being used, like out in the Pacific Northwest and the Western states, to look at the various small-scale ways of how can you naturally mimic the conditions, using boulders, woody debris, things that will help to reconnect and revitalize floodplains. So the purpose of that particular bill would provide some funding to Ashland County to look at ways to set up a scheme and then combination of practices that can rebuild those natural processes using different techniques. So showcase them and understand in what situations they can be most effective, and provide some recommendations or guidelines for how to scale those up to provide some meaningful reductions in peak flow.
Kyle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Kyle Mangera, a local government outreach specialist for Wisconsin Wetlands Association. He was with us today to talk about how state wetlands can help slow the flow of flooding. If you want to learn more, you can find an article Kyle was quoted in at wiscontext.org.